sing number 35 in our red hymnal, number 35. Maybe it'd be good for us to stand as we sing this. Brother Peter, I'm going to ask if you would pray this morning as we begin. But let's remember our churches today back home. We miss them. I hope they miss us. but as many are meeting now, gathering and worship, that God would visit them. And I know our hearts are there. They should be. Our hearts are at home with our fellowships, and mine especially today. My son's preaching back home, so there's a lot of thought and prayer heading down south for us. But let's ask God that as he meets us here, that he would minister in our churches, and that he would have his way today, Brother Peter. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Precious Lord, we declare Jesus today your excellent greatness. Yes. I just sang about that. And yes, Lord, each one of us knows of your excellent greatness. You have touched each life here, Father. We are so grateful. And Lord, we thank you for a beautiful day, a beautiful morning in which we can worship you. And Lord, while we look to you to work in our hearts, we turn to our brothers and sisters back at our home churches, Father. We're so thankful that your work goes on, whether it's here at Pilgrim Camp or at home. But Lord, your spirit is active throughout the world. And Lord, we just ask for our churches and the places where we are from, Lord, that you would anoint today, that this would be a special day, that you would come to them, that you would draw, just as you're drawing people here, that you would draw them closer to you, O God, that you would mobilize your church, O God, and those churches back home, Lord, to be a light and to be a beacon where they are, Lord, to tell of your excellent greatness, O God. Lord, may you be glorified in both here and at our places at home. And Lord, may your word go forth. Would you equip us, Lord, to a greater extent. Give us boldness and faith. And Lord, as we turn to you in prayer with this focus we have this year of praying, O God, and rethinking and connecting with how it is that we connect with you, Father, would you work in our hearts, O God? And we ask this all in your precious name.
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Brother Tom, I'm going to ask if you would pray. We know that Brother Ernie and Sister Joyce have a great need. They're going through some recovery and recuperation. They need a touch from the Lord in this ongoing battle that they've faced. So I think it would be good. I know there are other needs, but if this morning we could remember them specifically, Brother Tom, would you please? Jesus. Dear Jesus.
We thank you, dear Father.
Jesus.
We thank you that the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
We can come boldly unto the throne of grace and
mercy. Yes,
find grace to help in time of need. Thank you. Thank you for these, your servants, of Brother Ernie, our sister Joyce. We pray that you would touch them, you would strengthen them, that you would encourage them.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Visit them, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Make them very conscious of your wonderful, loving presence, O God. Embrace them, we pray, and enable them to look up, O God, and to rejoice and to enjoy your presence,
Amen.
O God,
yes,
and receive of your fullness.
Yes, Lord.
For grace. Bless them.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them greatly, and bless their congregation as well.
Dear God.
Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
Supply all their needs, we pray,
yes,
according to your riches and glory.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And let's sing also number 45 in the same book. And if you are awake today and you've got a little bit of refreshing, if you have a testimony or a word of encouragement, maybe a thought from Scripture. We have a few minutes this morning. Feel free to share that. Hymn number 45.
Son. His breath.
Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful Savior. Jesus, blessed be your name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We will continue with that focus tonight. Our evening meeting is at 7:30, and it is a communion service, and we'll share together in that. This afternoon, our noon meal is at 12:30, so 12:30 at the Palace. 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have a time of prayer if you'd like to join us here in the lodge and the prayer room. We'll gather 4 o'clock, 5:30 is our evening meal, and then 7:30 is our evening meeting.